I'm Trace Ellis at the state capitol in Olympia with your 12th District Legislative Update. With me right now is Senator Brad Hawkins. The Senate passed a comprehensive sex ed bill that you are opposed to. Why?
Well, I was opposed to the comprehensive sex education bill for different reasons. That was a bill that came through the Senate Education Committee last year, where I serve as the ranking member. And I was able to secure a floor amendment last legislative session that would have clarified the opt-out provisions for parents. But my main concern with that bill, not that I'm opposed to sex education, but that particular bill mandates comprehensive sex education across all 295 school districts in our state. And really, I see it as a significant erosion of local control, because I believe the people who are in the best position to make decisions for their communities are the people closest to the communities. And so I really see that bill as wiping away an important function of all of our locally elected school boards. And so I did oppose it, but it did pass the Senate again this year and is now up for consideration in the House.
And you know what you're talking about. I mean, you were on a school board. The people on the school board are the ones who are tied to the community. They're the ones who know what the community wants, right?
That's right. And that's why the communities elect those school boards. And it's important to point out, and I am a former member of two different school boards back home, the North Central Educational Service District and the Eastmont School District. And it's important for people to understand that these school districts are separate local government entities, and they are locally controlled and locally governed, and for good reason.
Just briefly, I wanted to hit on the Apple license plate. It's moving along.
Yeah, really excited. We had a great group that testified before the Senate Transportation Committee, and we had additional meetings. So the Washington Apple Commission representatives, Washington Apple Education Foundation, and others testified in support of the bill, and we're hopeful to move it through the process. It's an important year for Washington Apples, the new Cosmic Crisp, ongoing trade issues, and the 25-year anniversary of our Tree Fruit Industry Scholarship organization. So hoping to get the bill through this year and promote Washington Apples in the process.
With your 12th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis in Olympia with Senator Brad Hawkins.